Welcome to broadcast number 48, the first broadcast of season 4 of Indie Radio. Indie Radio is an indie game development talk show, which is here to bring you interviews with both large and lesser known developers, recap the latest news, debate about topics in indie gaming, and to give you some tips and tricks for your journey into game development. Today is November 8th, 2014, and I'll be your host, Brett Hudson, broadcasting live from the U.S. East Coast. We have with us today Liv from IndieBox. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. And yourself?
Well, I'm Liv. I'm with IndieBox. We are a company based out of Orlando. We ship every month a mystery subscription box filled with really cool collectibles and an indie game inside. So you can check us out at theindiebox.com.
Yeah, they have some really cool collectibles. I just got my first indie box a little while back. By a little while back, I mean a few days ago. It's the Luftrausers box, and it's really great. It's Flambeer's game, and it's got the game inside, DRM-free, on a USB drive. It's got a little foam airplane that you can build, an iron-on badge, an awesome sticker, and all sorts of stuff. Super cool. So we're going to jump into our news like usual. So this is kind of the introduction to season 4 right here. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up this season. Tons of interviews. We have something like, I think 17 or 18 broadcasts planned. We're going all the way out into June or July of 2015, possibly August, depending on how everything goes. And our site's been getting a bunch of updates, tons of stuff. We have new updates coming out later this month. There's going to be a sign-up form, so you can have an account on indiefunction.com, and then that also ties in with the re-release of Indie Burst, which I don't know if any of the listeners out there know what it is, but it's a social network that we worked on a while back that we're relaunching. And yeah, so we have tons of interviews coming up, a lot of interesting people that we hadn't heard of until recently, and it's like, wow, there's a lot of really cool stuff being done in the indie scene. Like, we have IndieBox. We never thought that we'd have a non-developer on the show, but it fit pretty well with you guys. So yeah, that's season 4 in a nutshell. So let's jump into the next topic. So there's a bunch of game jams going on right now for developers. There's 7-day FPS that started last night or earlier this morning, depending on your location in the world. And it's a 7-day competition where you try to make a first-person shooter and do something interesting with it. Because a lot of the first-person shooters in the market right now are super generic, they're all the same, so the whole goal of the competition is to spark some interest in FPSs again and get some interesting, unique games out there. One that I remember from the 2012 competition was a game where you hold a video camera and you shoot a war that's going on, and that was pretty cool. And then there's a painting game last year that I really enjoyed. I don't remember exactly what it was, but you shoot your paint gun everywhere, and that's cool. There's also Proc Jam, which is a procedural generation jam. I don't know what the website is for that. 7-day FPS can be found at 7dfps.com. And then there's also the Leap Motion Jam going on right now, which is 6 weeks long. If you want to join into that, you have to be in by the 15th. The Leap Motion is a new controller that has an infrared light on it, and it basically tracks your hands, and it can be used for virtual and augmented reality. There's also a little clip that can go onto the front of Oculus Rift dev kits, so you can do all sorts of cool stuff with that. Their site is, I believe, leapmotion.com. Yep. That's it. So you can join their jam with that. All right. So the next one is Do Distribute. The Alpha launched, which is pretty cool. It's made by Vlambeer's Rami Ismail, and he's been working on this for, I don't even know how long, probably since this past spring. And it's basically a distribution site that allows you to put in keys for your indie games, Steam keys, PSN, Xbox One, iPhone, App Store stuff. And you put all your keys on there, and then press can request a press copy. So it manages all your keys for you, it encrypts everything, and then you're able to send out keys with ease and also check to see if the press is verified. Because there's been a lot of people just emailing developers saying, "Hey, can I have a key? I'm with this YouTube channel," and they're not with that YouTube channel. So it's pretty cool. Also, with Steam keys, oh shoot, I forgot where I was going. There was somewhere. Well, I'll come back to it if I haven't, or if I remember it. So Unity 5.0 pre-order beta is available right now. So if you are a Unity 4.6 user or a pre-order user of the beta, you can now get a hold of the beta. So there's new tutorials available for users that want to get started with it, and there's 1,000 new features. There's a new 64-bit editor, an alternative to the usual 32-bit program, WebGL deployment, which is super exciting. You don't have to use the Unity player in the browser anymore, so you can just deploy using a native WebGL HTML5 features, and tons and tons and tons of features. Check out the official features page at unity3d.com/5, and you can check out more about the new Unity. And the final thing that we have for news is the IGF 2015 main competition entrants have been announced. There's 639 entries from indie developers and first-time entrants, which is crazy. 639. I don't know what the numbers have been before, but that's a lot of games. And they said that they're going to have the finalists announced in January, meaning that they have about 2 months to go through all those games. I don't know how many people on the staff do you live?
I am completely sorry. What was the question?
Oh, do you know how many people are on the Independent Games Festival staff? Like the people that play the games and judge them?
I do not know that off the top of my head. For events, usually, because we're such a small staff, I am hyper specialized with the exact correct information that I need to know. So I know right now an awful lot about FreePlay Florida, but I don't know an awful lot about that particular con off the top of my head.
All right. Yeah, so let's say they have 8 or 10 people. That's let me pull up my calculator. That's like 64 games per person plus upwards to like 100 games per person to play in 2 months. That's a lot. Yeah, you can check out all of the entries on the IGF.com website. It should be pretty easy to find. Yep, it's right at the top entrance. Oh, it's on the homepage. Sorry. So you can check out all the games. There's a bunch of cool stuff. Games that you'll recognize, like 1001 Spikes and other games that have been made in the last year, and a lot of games that you haven't recognized that look really great. So yeah, that's it for our news. So let's jump into the interview. We have Liv with us today. Yay! If you want to ask questions, you can either tweet us. Our Twitter is IndieFunction. IndieBox's Twitter is the IndieBox, right?
Yes, you need to include the V, or I think you end up tweeting at some sort of music festival. I'm really not sure. And you got our name wrong earlier, twice on your Twitter. Come on, man. It's at IndieBox.
At IndieBox,
No, we are the IndieBox, PH-80. We are
That's
the only
such
ones
what
who
I
are the best
tweeted.
ones.
That's totally what I tweeted. Oh no, that's
Who
totally
is
not what I
IndyBox?
tweeted.
Who is IndyBox? Me. It's all right.
Where's the edit button? Twitter.
If social media wasn't designed, you know, to be a disaster very slightly all the time, it wouldn't be nearly as entertaining as it is.
True, true. Alright, well I'm gonna put out another tweet. We are live with at the IndieBox.
Yes.
Not whoever these at IndieBox posers are. Sorry. Alright, there we go. It's all fixed.
Alright.
So yeah, if you guys want to listen, well, you already are listening to us. If you want to ask us questions, you can jump into our IRC. It's found at indiefunction.com/radio. It should be at the bottom of the page. If it's not, then something's wrong with your internet connection. So yeah, just jump in there, grab a username, and you can ask us questions, preferably for Liv, but if you want to ask me a question too, I guess that's okay. It's happened in the past.
I'm comfortable sharing the spotlight. If they have questions for you, that's not going to hurt my feelings.
How'd you get involved with IndieBox? Well, actually, first you should recap what IndieBox is for people who are just tuning in.
Yes, so we are the mystery box subscription company.
Ooh.
Every single month, our subscribers have a box filled with they're not really sure what delivered to their door. What's always included in our boxes is a really high quality indie game. It's always an indie game, and we believe in supporting indie developers. There's really cool collectibles in our box every month. So for Bluff Browsers, we send out a really cool patch that just belongs on a leather jacket. It needs no other home. and a really cool medal that went along with it. And you know, for some of our previous boxes, we've had pins and we've had you know, really awesome stickers. But so when you and I, you know, when we were younger, I know you're a little younger than me, but when you know, when I was younger, all PC games came in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the store and you picked it up and you unpacked it in the car ride on the way home.
Yep.
And even before you got to that digital experience of inserting the CD into the computer and playing the game, you got to read about things. And if you got a collector's edition, you got to have that physical interaction with the game. Now that most PC games are digitally sold, there's a lot of nostalgia about that experience of having the ability to interact with features of the game or you know, with things around the game in the physical sort of realm. And so that's what we're doing, is bring back the box. We just shipped out Brutal Legends. The international shipping gods didn't smile on us this month, so there was a bit of a delay. But everyone is so excited about what they're getting in this box that they don't care. We haven't had a single tweet or anything to that effect that, you know, once they've gotten their box that they really cared, that, you know, it took an extra couple of days to get to them. But we are expanding very rapidly. I just joined in October, or sorry, no, the end of September. I worked with the promotion, and just as we were shipping out Lux Rousers, I worked on a Brutal Legend all this month, and I am currently working, have everything in the plans to promote a game that shall not be named, for November.
A game that must not be named.
That's
Uh-oh.
Not a hint. That's just me being a Harry Potter nerd. So someone will take it as a hint because that's how our fan base works.
Well, I haven't taken it as a hint because I was at your office and I might have heard what the game was. But it's a secret with me. Don't worry.
Okay. Otherwise, we'd have to kill you, and that would be we're running out of space with bodies.
I think 1,000 mics backs this up, so even if I don't upload it, there'll still be audio proof that you're gonna kill me.
Exactly. It's like, well, you know who to go look for. But yeah, so we are actually, I am today able to give away a slightly lower number, because only 3,000 of these were ever made. The ones that were shipped out, the numbers were picked at random. We like to say that, you know, the rock gods destined you for a certain number. It was picked out by, you know, someone channeling them. But I have with me a lower number copy of Brutal Legends that I would love to have someone take off my hands today. So if you will, the copy will go to the person who asks the best question.
Ooh.
And what defines the best is entirely arbitrary. It's up to us.
So yeah, jumping on our IRC. I don't know why that was so hard to say. And ask what the best restaurant around here is, or something, or you know, something about IndieBox. Tweeting works too. Facebook, hit up the MySpace. We'll go start up a MySpace profile.
We should do that. Like IndieBox, I don't think IndieBox should have an ironic MySpace page, but I think that would be a great fit. As someone who works in social media, it'd be a great fit for your show, man.
I think it might happen. I think it just might happen. All right. So you said that you got, or you jumped on board with IndieBox during the Luftrausers. I don't know, shift? What would you call it? Packing?
Month. Yeah, it was actually while I started the day packing started. And so you were there for packing, and you saw how chaotic it was.
Mm-hmm.
So jumping, like, straight into that was a trip. because normally in our office every day, there's, like, three... Normally it's just, you know... The vice president and the president and me, and then occasionally, you know, during the mornings, our interns. And so it went from, like, having a ton of people to, like, really quiet in about the space of a week. So that was definitely a trip. And you learn to enjoy both the, like, the chaos of packing and us, like, taking up an unreasonable amount of space in that office. And then, you know, once all the packing is done, it sort of gets quiet again. And you can work, and, you know, people aren't asking you for parking passes all the time. And then, you know, it goes right back up to packing again.
It was social media. Yeah, no, the packaging thing was crazy. And, I mean, I didn't see the Luftrausers packing. I was there for the Brutal Legend, but I can just imagine.
It was crazier than Luftrausers. Much, much crazier.
Sheesh. Yeah, no, so, like, the whole packing thing with Brutal Legend was crazy. So, we were Twitch streaming it, and, like, I just couldn't get the leather-scented air freshener in the box at the beginning. That was the hardest one, and then we finally figured out the thing... Or the best method the second day.
Yeah.
And did you try packing one of those boxes?
I did. I don't know why no one thinks I packed any boxes.
It was because you were running the social media and going crazy with all the tech.
I was running everything. I did pack a number of them. I am bad at it because for whatever reason I was not. Blessed with good spatial reasoning skills, and so, like, remember, we had to, like, slide it in there, like, sort of catty corner, like, sort of sideways, and just, like, shove it all down as, like, one unit, and I'm like, I'm awful at this. I'm just gonna go, like, get people, like, beer and run the Twitch stream, because I am so much better at that. And then they put me on the shrink wrap for a while, which was a disaster.
Oh, that was so much fun.
So, luckily, someone came and took over for me there.
I think that was the most fun station that I had. Shrink wrap. Were you on the, like, putting it in the shrink wrap or the air blower thingy? The heat?
No, I was actually putting it in the shrink wrap. like with the big eye bar, and you have to wait an exact amount of seconds until the light goes off, and then you have to pull it off, and then that immediately breaks the shrink wrap. And if you are listening, yes, every single one of our boxes are not only packed by hand, they're shrink wrapped by hand, which takes ages.
Yeah, it. What? How long did it take you guys this time? I was only there for Sunday and Monday. Did you guys go to Wednesday?
We are actually slowly packing the remainder of the boxes. We are almost at, like, we're probably only 100 away from 3,000. Because what happened was, like, everyone had to go back to work. And, you know, if we'd all been pulling 15, 16-hour days for, like, several days in a row, and so now we just have, like, my husband was packing boxes this week. All day long. He was, you know, we were both there from like 10 in the morning until like, you know, 8 or 9 at night. And so he packed boxes all day. And then, you know, Hex, who's one of our founders, he has been packing boxes all week. And so we're almost done. And, but yeah, no, so this month was a huge push because we were running a little bit behind. And so we had to get out the number that we're going out to our subscribers, and then after that we sort of like took a deep breath and we're like, okay, the rest of this can take a minute, but we had to get them all out to our subscribers as quickly as we physically could.
Sheesh. Yeah, it's day seven now. Or did you guys start last Saturday? I don't even know. Was it Saturday or Sunday that you started?
We started last Saturday. But it's not because we're doing a low volume like during this week. It does slow down a little bit, and that just shows you how important our assembly line is, where, you know, you have the one end that puts all the stuff in the boxes, and then they hand stuff off to the people who are doing shrink wrapping, and then shrink wrapping hands off to the people who are doing the steam keys, and then they hand off to the people who are putting them in the shipping boxes, and then we put the shipping labels on, and then someone has to seal it. And it's that whole assembly line, if that comes down to just one person doing stuff all day, it gets so much slower. And so it's just doing, like, you know, 200 at a time, sealing them, and then 200 at a time shrink wrapping, and then 200 at a time steam keys, and then 200 at a time shipping boxes. It slows down a lot. But it's always awesome when we can get our whole assembly line in there. And thank you so much for coming to help out, by the way. You were awesome.
Oh, no problem. It was a blast. Like, I saw you guys tweet, like, oh, hey, we need help in Orlando. And I was like, oh, hey, Orlando's near me. Oh, I should go. I've got stuff to do, but I can continue procrastinating.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
It's become really neat because people are starting to think of it, you know, less as coming to box and getting, you know, getting paid and getting free pizza and beer and all that. And it's become almost like a networking opportunity for local, like, you know, not necessarily game devs, but people who are in the gaming community. And so, like, you met us, and then, you know, the guy from Manly Game Days was there. And so we're probably doing something with them at some point, just, you know, showing up at an event or something. So it's becoming a thing that's like, that's almost like a networking or a social event, which wasn't pre-thought out or planned. It just sort of, you guys just sort of made it happen like that.
Sweet. Yeah, no, like, even person networking, like, there's some cool people that I met there. Like Hex, we chatted a bunch while we were shrink wrapping.
Yeah.
He's a super nice guy, and then James is pretty cool, and that's pretty much all I really chatted with. But yeah, like, it's super fun area, workspace. There we go.
Yeah.
That's the word that I'm going for. So, Do you guys work all the time? Like, how many people work full time at IndieBox, and how many people work part time?
So there are three of us who are full time employees of IndieBox.
Mm-hmm.
I am the marketing director. There's Jason, who is the vice president / shipping logistics / everything else that could possibly ever be invented that needs to be done. He's also a programmer. And then there's James, who does every single thing that isn't part of my job or Jason's job, and he's the president. And we're the full-time team. And then we also have a spectacular artist who does almost all of the art in all of our boxes, and all of, he creates or works to create the items that actually go in the box. So like all the Brutal Legend like item designs and stuff, that's all him, and his name is DJ. And he, you know, we're working on getting him hired full time. And then we have this sort of, then we have a list of people who either are volunteering or who are there part time, who just think it's a really good idea and want to support us, you know, as we grow. And they're like just waiting until we can, you know, manage to hire people. But we're growing like crazy. We're just under 1,000 subscribers. We're only, you know, 6 months out. From this is our sixth box that we shipped out with Brutal Legend, and which is crazy exciting. It's, you know, a huge amount of growth for a startup company, and so, you know, we want to be, you know, huge by the end of the year. We fully expect to hit, you know, 5,000 next year. But the neatest thing, you know, with us, because we are small, is we're much more agile. We can do things that, you know, big companies like Loot Crate can't do. Like, I can sit there and tweet at 12:45 at night, because I'm sitting on my couch watching a movie, and I see someone has an unboxing photo. you know, big companies don't do that. They are completely staffed by people who are an almost unhealthy amount of workaholic. You know, I'm not one of the founders, but, you know, I've worked, you know, 24 hours a day, just like everybody else. And so, you know, we work crazy hard to make sure that every single subscriber, you know, feels as valued as we feel they are. And so we are little, but we consider that a huge advantage over our competitors.
Yeah, you guys definitely, like, have that personal connection there. You guys feel much more like a family than a company. Like, you have that indie spirit. Definitely. And that was one of the things that, like, made me want to come there originally. Cause it's like, you know what? These guys seem pretty cool. I'll go check them out. And I'm glad I did.
Yesterday, we actually had someone, we were having trouble mailing to their house. And we were like, you know what? You live 20 minutes away. Do you just want to come pick up your box? And so we did. He just dropped by the office. And there was someone who said they might be coming by to help box yesterday afternoon. And so he shows up, and I assume he's that guy, because he didn't say outright, I'm here to pick up my box. And so I, like, run in, I get all parking mats, I come back out, and I'm, like, you know, going to give him instructions about boxing. And he's like, oh, no, I'm here to pick up my coffee. And I was like, oh, awesome, well, he comes to IndieBox. And you know, we, you know, said hi to him, and, you know, it's really, It's really neat being able to sort of interface with your customers like that, because, you know, like we said, we're a company that deals with, you know, what is originally meant to be an almost exclusively digital product. And we sort of take that into the third dimension and make it real and sort of make it a real world thing. And our community is a huge part of that. You guys, like, every, you know, people who are listening who already know about IndieBox, we call you guys the IndieBox family, and we didn't come up with that. Some of our community members started calling themselves that, and so we just picked it up and ran with it, because that's really, you know, how we feel about them. And so being able to get someone actually, like, in the office to pick up their box is just like, hey, you know what, and if it comes back to us next month, just come back in. I promise not to think you're here to box next time.
You should have told him that he has to work to get his box. Like,
well,
that's...
he said he's coming back next month to help box, regardless. So we're going to hold you to that, man, because, we, you know, we've got your box if it comes back.
Yeah, so what can you tell us about future indie boxes? Are there any games that are on your guys' radar? I guess you probably can't really talk about that, because that would totally spoil future.
I can't talk specific about games that are on necessarily our radar, both because, you know, until we get a contract signed, nothing is definite. But, you know, we are always looking. We always have our sort of criteria up on our website. It's at theindiebox.com/FAQ. And it, you know, basically lays out, you know, if you're a game dev out there listening, exactly what it is we're looking for games to go in our boxes. And it's that they have to always support Windows, Mac, and Linux. They can't have a score of 74 or worse on Steam. And they need to have a rating of 8.0 or better on the Indie database. And it must have been released no more than 6 months from the time we initially contacted them. We broke that a little bit with Brutal Legend, but because it was, we were able to do a fifth anniversary release. We sort of bent that rule, you know, just a little bit in order to get, you know, a really cool game into a really cool box, you know, for that release. We do have a couple of things that are going to be new releases that are coming in the next year. I can't talk about what exactly they are, but we, you know, we're always listening. So if you think you have a game that might match that, you can always email, you know, me. I'm liv@theindiebox.com, liv@theindiebox, and I'll make sure that, you know, the rest of our team takes a look.
Perfect. Yeah, there's a few games that I've been thinking about. Like, every time I play a game, I'm like, would this be a good indie box? What items could they put in there?
And I find that, like, I'll find a game that I really like. Like, there was a game I played the other night that was an indie game that I won't mention the name of, but it was awesome. You know, their release isn't for another 6 months, but I played the alpha, and it was so cool. And so, like, I sent an email out, you know, to the rest of the team, and I was like, we need to take a look at this, and then everyone else thought it was boring. So, it's really interesting, and we have a really diverse group of, you know, the types of gamers and the types of games we play, so we don't end up getting stuck in a rut. You know, we all have different opinions. Like, I love horror games, and I love, I play an unhealthy amount of Civilization, and, you know, we all play Minecraft. So, you know, we have a really diverse group of gamers who, you know, are helping look for games and are making decisions about which ones are going to go in.
Yeah, there's a really fun indie game that I will mention that I played the other night. I've probably already logged in like 15 hours, and it's been out since the 4th. Anybody that knows what the game is already knows from that. The Binding of Isaac Rebirth. I've been playing that like crazy, and I was thinking about all the weird little trinkets that you could put in that box.
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely, you know, that would be cool. I can't, you know, comment either way about it, but, you know, because that's our policy is, you know, we're solving mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had a test of what we were, if we were going to open up and talk to, you know, tell our community what game it was in October. And we're sort of still, you know, processing that and seeing how that went. But, yeah, that I haven't played it yet. It's on my list of stuff to play. I have to play November's game, but the box is going in the game, or the game that's going in the box first, so that I can market it effectively. That's literally, like, as soon as this interview is done, I'm going to go play that game. But don't stalk my Steam profile, because you won't see it, because we are in free, so...
Oh yeah, you guys really thought that through. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, the reason I'm good at it and the reason I like, you know, social media is and you can, if you're ever looking to hire someone to run your internet presence, make sure they're paranoid, because if you're not paranoid, then you're not doing your job right. And so with a healthy amount of paranoia, knowing that, you know, we have fans who really get into the hints that we drop. Like last month for Brutal Legend, we had like Legend that had been being spelled out over, you know, multiple months since the first box. On the side of the box, if you, you know, pick up your left browser's copy, I think you'll see N on the side of it, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
And if you put all the boxes together with their signs facing out, you know, in order, it spells Legend. We pursued a hen trapping campaign starting in like the first or the second week of October, where every day we dropped the letter in some sort of like, you know, little hen droppy way on the internet. You know, the first one was I built an L out of Legos and put it on the table at, we were at an Orlando Tech Week event that was Indiegomicon. And people were like, what's the L about? And they guessed for like 3 or 4 days. And like the next one was like, you know, E. And I think I like made it out of leaves or something. And so everyone for the longest time thought it was like Legends of Grimrock or something. And I'm like, no, look at the box. Like it's, and then, yeah, we started dropping like more hints about Brutal and all that stuff. One person guessed it right. And then everyone told him he was wrong. It was
no, it can't be Brutal Legends.
That was what I should have said. Like, it can't possibly be. Like, there's no way. They've never done a game that big. It's like, oh, really? About that. Guess what?
Oh, man, that's great. Now I want to look for all your guys' hints for the next
game.
Yeah,
you're going to creep, like, on all of our...
And since I already know what it is, I can find those hints even better. Yay!
Right?
I don't remember what the name is. I can see the game in my head, but, you know, it works. All right, so let's
you,
check.
If
you, oh, sorry?
If you want spoiled for you and you live in the Orlando area, come help us box.
Oh, yeah, I'll remember then. Yeah, I think I'll come join you. When's the next boxing session, by the way?
It is tentatively the weekend of Free Play Florida, because we don't have enough going on that weekend. It is going to be Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd.
Okay.
And it's probably basically going to be 24 hours a day that weekend. If we get all of our stuff in before then, we will be boxing earlier. But tentatively, that's what it is.
All right. I can't do the 22nd because I'll be right here doing the show. But
you can come
afterwards, yeah, if I'm not dead.
Do the show live from our conference room.
There we go, because the Twitch streams have such great quality.
Yes.
Now, the Twitch stream actually wasn't too bad a quality. I came home and watched it for a little bit, but I don't know about the audio on it.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, the video was okay. Yeah, so did you guys know that there's actually another boxing group that started up after you guys, probably because they found it?
Which one?
It's called Hero Crate. Somebody retweeted them this morning, and I was like, oh, hey, I should mention that. So, yeah, not only have you guys created super awesome boxes, but you've inspired other people to start their own ones. And basically, this one is crates with just nerd... memorabilia. So, like, the first one they had Batman, the second one was Mr. Hulk, and then the October one was the Little Green Jedi. So it's got a bunch of random Yoda stuff, and they're also a mystery box too. So
yeah, well, the thing about those boxes, and this is the way we talk about it around the office, and my opinion on it is, anyone can get a box, go get some stuff that's sort of cool, or really cool, put it in there, and mail it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's how eBay works. Anyone can do that.
Yep.
What not everybody can do is love you unconditionally, and really provide a feeling of community around it.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on, there's a lot of video content that we actually have in the pipeline. We did, like, a time-lapse of our boxing this month. We also have, you know, a lot of content that's coming down the line that's going to be for, you know, geared towards Tumblr, because we found out we have a huge community over there, and we really want to support them. You know, we made a conscious decision that what makes us different from Hero Crate and Loot Crate and Nerdblock and, you know, all the others is that we have the most awesome fans in the whole world. They love talking to us. They love talking about us. They love guessing the stuff that's in our boxes. They created hashtags about us, like, in our Twitch stream. you know, we have a really dedicated, really awesome group of people, and no one else is offering that. No one else is offering that sort of feeling of community around the box. And the other thing that really makes it different is there's a game inside. So, the stuff from the other boxes or the stuff boxes, it's going to sit on your shelf after a while. A worst case, ours might sit in your Steam library, but, you can always pick it back up again and play it. It has some value outside of just the stuff that's packed in the box. And so, but more than that, really, for us, it's, making the decision that our community is what makes us different than everybody else.
Well said. Well said. Yeah, the Hero Box looked kind of cool, but their pricing was also much more than your guys's, and there's not nearly as cool stuff, so I was like, I'm not going to subscribe to them, but IndieBox, yes. So we don't have anybody in our IRC, which hasn't happened in a long time. So you guys need to get in there. Anybody who's just listening into it now, the IRC is at the bottom of the radio page on indiefunction.com. And then you can also get to it by following bit.ly/indie and then all caps IRC if you don't want to go to our site for whatever reason. Jump in there, tweet us, whatever. We need questions for Liv so we can give away that copy of Brutal Legend.
I'm in the IRC.
Yeah. Liv's in there. How cool is that? Our IRC cool level just went up. I don't know. Let's say 150 times. I think that's a good number.
Roughly. That sounds like a solid number.
All right. So what else have you done with the indie game scene besides IndieBox? Have you done anything?
I really haven't. I come from a really interesting background. I sort of fell into this. My background is a combination of radio, and I've done two internships for museums, for marketing and social media with museums. So my sort of when I grew up goal for the longest time was I wanted to be part of the marketing arm of a zoo or an aquarium. And because some people want to be, zookeepers, but then I recognized that I would probably kill whatever animal I was trying to help. If it wasn't a mammal, I can keep a mammal alive, but anything other than that, it doesn't work out great. But it was sort of what I wanted to do, and I actually, this is a real story, found the listing on Craigslist and responded to it. I ended up in Orlando and looking for a job because my husband is part of the Disney College program. And we got married in May, and we moved down to Orlando because this is where, he got a job. And I started working for Disney, and they, promised full-time much faster than it turned out I got it. And so I started looking for a job, and I found this listing for IndieBox, and I sort of sent off the resume and thought, that would be really, really neat if I managed to get that. And then nothing for a week. And then I got an email that was like, hey, can you interview tomorrow? And I'm like, sure, why not? And so, I came in, and as anyone who's visited IndieBox HQ knows, before anyone says a word to you, not hi, how are you, what's your name, how was the drive over, someone shoves a parking pass in your hand and tells you to go back out to the parking lot and stick it on the car. Because the guy who does the towing in our lot is a vulture. It's pretty crazy. And so, I came in and interviewed and really liked the environment. And, they said yes later that night. But so this is my first job in the indie gaming scene. I'm a lifelong gamer. I'm still, I've got a bit of a learning curve because I'm the type of gamer who picks a favorite game and plays it for all of time. I think I spent my entire middle school playing nothing but Neverwinter Nights and Age of Mythology and nothing else. Because that was what I liked to play. In high school, it was basically the same. I had two or three games that I played and nothing else. An unhealthy amount of Zoo Tycoon growing up. And so I'm, you know, learning lots, like, I'm learning about new games every single day. And I'm, you know, I'm learning about new devs and all that. But it's an amazing community. I never expected to, you know, get to interact with a community that was this awesome. So I'm really excited to be here. And I'm really excited to be working with everyone who's a fan of indie gaming.
Something that we're mentioning in the upcoming issue of Indie Power Mag is Indiecade, because I went there on a press pass. When was Indiecade? A month ago. Yeah, it was the 10th to the 12th of October, and it was the first festival or games event that I'd ever been to, and it blew me away how just genuinely nice and welcoming everybody was. Like, I've never really seen a scene like this, so I totally get where you're coming from. And I just wanted to give a shout out to all the indie game devs and fans out there, because I, like, every time I think of Indiecade, I smile and I was like, oh, need to go back there next year.
We always go to Indie NomCon, which is here in Orlando. And I the first one I went to, they had over at Lake Eola at the amphitheater. So it was sort of really different than all the, you know, the Indie NomCons that normally happen. And it always takes place at the downtown Orlando Library. And you walk up to the second floor. And when you get up there, the first thing you see is this really creepy thing that looks like the librarian assistant from I Am Robot. And it's a lady who I think like is from like the turn of the century, and it's projecting her on there. So you have to walk past her and not make eye contact because you're afraid she's going to steal your soul. And into this big room that is full of brand new sort of content creation technology. They have an audio studio in there. They have Macs with all of the Adobe Suite, Pro Tools, and everything. They have this huge, basically, suite of every piece of technology you could ever hope to have for content creation, and a recording studio and everything else. And that's where they always have Indie NomCon. And so I went to my first normal meeting just on Thursday night. And it was amazing how many families were there to me. And it made me realize, you know, it's not just people who are, you know, who are in their early 20s who are here, you know, in the gaming scene or in the indie gaming scene. Because, you know, some people had brought their kids and they were like over in the corner or playing with each other. Or, you know, some of them were sitting in the audience like the rest of us and asking really great questions of the devs. And it's really neat and fascinating just seeing, you know, the indie gaming community, and everybody knows each other. And, you know, especially in a town as small as this, you know, everybody knows everybody's kids. Like, it's really cool. And about half of them knew who I was, even though I had never met them before, like just by word of mouth. And so if you're in Orlando, I cannot recommend enough, you know, come out to Indie NomCon. It's I think it's the first Thursday of every month at the Melrose Center in Orlando. We'll always be there, so come by and see us too.
Sweet, yeah, I think I might have to check that out next month. I saw you guys tweet about it, and I was like, oh shoot, I missed it again. I heard about it, I think, my second month living here, which was last November. I was like, oh, I should go there, and I never have, because I always miss it. So what is the Do they set it all up just for Thursday night, or do they always have their stuff up there?
That's not all. It's all Indie NomCon stuff. The Melrose Center is the place that sure has all the audio equipment and the technical equipment. They even have simulators. Like, they have a forklift simulator. It's like in another room, like off to the side, just behind the creepy lady. They have, there's like a, oh God, there's like a plane simulator, and you can come in and you basically like take a class that's an intro to the simulators. And you can like get certifications with the simulators. And you know, they
Wow.
have different classes you can take to learn how to use Photoshop and you know, Pro Tools and all that. And it's just a really neat thing that we have. That's a great resource for indie game devs, you know, here in Orlando. And I think they even have like a motion. They were talking to me about a motion capture thing, but I don't know if that's up yet. So if you ever see some sort of motion capture, like if Indiebox ever produces some sort of video with motion capture, that's where it happened. Because I want to find a reason to use that. Like, I don't even know if I could use it well, but I really, really want to use it somehow. Maybe a motion capture, someone like unboxing something. I don't know.
You could create a music video with the soundtrack of whatever game it is. There you go.
Creating the music video for the bonus track that's in our box every month is the best freaking idea ever. Thank you. I'm gonna bother people about that on Monday.
It could be like you could even do one like the old iPod commercials where like it's just like the person dancing with the silhouette.
It's because we've been talking about doing maybe some sort of like trailer for every month for the box that would drop when we sort of announce, because even after they've been shipped, we do always sort of, you know, press release goes out, and you know, it's hard to avoid it being spoiled, but it is possible to avoid it. And so, you know, having some sort of like trailer every month that goes along with that press release that goes out would be a really freaking cool thing. I will definitely have to suggest that to someone, because my amazing intern, who puts up with way more than she should have to, Jessica, is the much more of the video whiz than me. I'm an audio person. I spent too many years trying to figure out how to explain things without the aid of visuals, to go back and be able to explain things with the aid of visuals. So.
Yep. Yeah, no, she got the Twitch stream working on my laptop. So, yeah, she seems pretty tech savvy. Not saying that you aren't, just you're in a different realm
It's
of
fine.
tech.
Yeah, I know my way around the lovely bugs of the Facebook back end.
I don't even know my way around that. And I develop with Facebook's back end. Like what you, can you tell me one? Off the top of your head, maybe?
One of the bugs.
Sure, yeah.
I'm staring at one right now. I don't have any new activity or any new notifications, but I have a little bright red number next to my activity that says I am 37.
Yep, that sounds like Facebook.
Yeah, and then I shared a post last night, and it was up on our page for like 5 minutes, and then it said, posting attempts timed out. And it wasn't on there, and I was like, okay, awesome. I think 90% of social media work is knowing all the different idiosyncrasies of the different platforms. Because like Hootsuite was having trouble. We had a rash of like a weekend where none of my stuff was getting posted because I had scheduled it all through Hootsuite. And it turned out Hootsuite was having like some sort of outage that weekend, to where any of the Twitter posts, of which I had banked about 30, that had been banked like on a certain day at a certain time had been like wiped. And so
Oh
I was like, oh my God, really? And so now I'm like paranoid and don't ever schedule tweets with Hootsuite anymore. And yeah, like I said, a healthy level of paranoia is good for a social media manager.
yeah, I don't like using third party stuff. I can't even get my own custom coded third party stuff to work, so I'm not gonna use somebody else's that I don't know about.
I like the dashboard for Hootsuite, but that's about it. It helps with management or sort of visualization of what's going on. But in terms of actually like scheduling stuff, I really hope that Twitter will implement that soon.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it that I, oh yeah, I for our blog, I set up a Twitter thing so it tweets when we put a new post out. I've had to do it manually every single time. It's like, come on, work! It worked every time I tested. Every single time, but I put it live on the site. Nothing.
Yep, that's how it always works.
Social media. Computers. Technology. I'm done with it. I'm gonna go become a farmer or something. Well, then I'll have to learn about tractors and all the problems with them.
I
Can't
grew up on
escape
a farm helping fix tractors, so I have that diverse skill set. So even if
no.
Wikipedia goes down the tubes, I have horse farming to fall back on.
Perfect. Yeah, you can come help me with my indie farm.
Right?
Perfect. So have you gotten any questions?
I don't know how many people, I don't know if there's a way to track how many are listening at one time, for your channel, but no, I haven't gotten anybody.
Yeah,
Well,
no. It's a combination of like it's the first broadcast that we've done in a couple months, and we didn't market it too much this week, so. Because we weren't even sure if we were doing a show, because our original interview had cut out, or it cut
kind of
out,
looking
not
for
cut out.
backup interviews,
Yeah,
right?
no, we hadn't quite gotten that far yet, because we were like, okay, we have the first four interviews down. All right, we've got a few scheduled out far. We should start getting backup soon, and then. First broadcast. Actually, could we do it closer to the game's release date? I'm really busy right now. Oh no. Oh
Well, no one at Indiebox has a social life, so if you ever need anybody, you know my email.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah, it was super great. I was thinking about asking you guys, and I was like, I don't want to bother them. They're really busy with boxing, and then you offered, and I was like, yes. Yes. We have somebody. Yeah, I wasn't even sure who. I was thinking about just canceling it because usually Ian's a co-host of the show, and he's actually in a play. He's still in high school. He's a senior. So he's in a play right now, like acting. I think at this very moment, I think it starts in 3 minutes or something. But yeah, or else he would have jumped on. But no, it. This has been a pretty good show. Let's check the social media for me. Twitter. Yeah, nothing. You guys are all quiet. Breaking my heart.
Okay, I'm used to there was one time my first artist interview I ever did live on air was the only time she could make it was absolute deadest time for us at the station. We had like four listeners at that hour. That is literally the number of people we had, and that was like at peak. There were multiple times where we had zero, and we knew that because the stream online. And so I literally had to leave the booth, run outside into the student center, and like pretend like I had given away her CD to someone who got a question right, just to make her not embarrassed.
Oh my
She
goodness.
was like, "Oh my God, this is the best day ever! Someone got a question right about my CD." And I was like, "Dude, I will buy you pizza later if you pretend like you just got this right. You're super excited." He's like, "Deal. I don't know who you are, but yes." And yeah, no.
Goodness, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I have full of stories, but yeah, no. I mean, even if no one's listening, even if you're, that's cool. I'm glad I was able to help you out.
Yeah, no, I mean we do get listens in the archive, typically like between 100 to 300. So people listen, they'll find out about IndieBox, and we're also doing a 2-page spread in IndiePower Mag for you guys. I've been designing that.
If you ever need any content or assets for that, just let us know.
Yep. All right. Sounds good. So. Wow. There's usually at least a person in the IRC. Nobody wants an indie box today. I'm guessing everybody already has one, right?
I think that's gotta be it. Every person on Earth has managed to purchase an indie box during the, what, 14 whole hours I've been out of the office?
Yep. You guys had a secret stash in the back of a million?
Totally.
Yep.
Totally.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you want to mention about IndieBox? Anything off the top of your head that you just want to blurt out to the world?
We love our IndieBox family. You guys are how we spread the word. So if you know anyone who is looking for a really great Christmas present, tell them to subscribe at theindiebox.com. Brutal Legend is going to go limited numbers on sale in our store sometime soon. But that is going to be in a limited number. We're not releasing all the ones that are left at the same time. So keep an ear out for that. That announcement is going to be going out in not too terribly long. Thank you to everyone who's doing an unboxing photo or an unboxing video. We have gotten some really freaking cool ones, including one that featured the most comfortable chair I've ever seen in my whole life, and another one where someone put the lanyard, the roadie lanyard, on his dog, which was the fluffiest unboxing picture that we've ever gotten. And the third, probably, and we may send out awards for this next month. We may track down the people with the best unboxing pictures, and like in their box, they will get some sort of like really terribly like printed out, like not even with colored ink certificate that says, you know, the best unboxing picture with whatever in it.
Wait, with a
And that's
typo and
totally.
like permanent marker through it, and then you fix it, right?
Right? Totally. And there's like an extremely tasteful flower arrangement in the back. The random things in the background of unboxing pictures are the best, and you guys are awesome, and thank you so much for sticking along, you know, on this journey with us. We hope you will tell all of your friends to subscribe, because as long as your friends are subscribing, we are, you know, still making money and still able to put out all those boxes.
All right, yeah, you can find them at theindiebox.com. They currently still have copies of Luftrausers, Mousecraft, Forced, Scapegoat 2, and the first game that they gave out, or, well, sold, I mean, Teslagrad is sold out. But you can still pick up the other
Okay,
ones.
we are running out of Escape Goat. I believe we only have about 10 copies left.
10 copies. Get on it, guys. Get on it. All right, so yeah, super cool stuff. I think that's about it. So I'm gonna jump into the credits, and Liv, if you wanna stay around for a couple minutes, we can chat or whatnot. But thank you for listening in to broadcast number 48 of Indie Radio. This broadcast was broadcasted live on 1,000 mics and was recorded using Audacity. Our next broadcast will be November 22nd, featuring an interview with Nina Freeman. Thank you again for listening, and have a fantastic weekend.